only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Just like music.
Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Hearts.
Listeners, call in 805-830-8320.
Everyone, welcome to Musically Inclined with myself, La Crush Heart. It is Monday, fresh out of the weekend. Feeling good. I'm here on time. I need to give myself props for that. You know how we do. Musically Inclined, a radio show where we just play music, talk about entertainment news, gossip, and all that other good stuff. Later on tonight, we have our very first Indie Blast session with Ro Jizz. He's going to be here to tell us more about his little hot single, Young Moguls, and we're going to get up on his little business, but that's not till later on, around 10 o'clock. So thanks to everybody that's tuned in right now. That number to call in, 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. Guess what? I'm going to shut up. Get into the music. Here goes some B. Morgan featuring International Nova and Troy Sunshine with their version of Bad Girl.
I'm saying, babe. See, sometimes sex gets in the way of love. Or maybe love gets in the way of sex. Either way, can you be a bad girl?
Of course.
Is it bad that I've never been in love?
No.
I've never been, but I sure know how to fuck. I'll spin that good word, I'll prove it to you. I can't promise that I'll be here with you, cause I've had
first, but depending on the situation, my heart lost its way and counted a few strays. Some were okay and the rest was all deranged. Yeah, you ignore the ones that build you up, girl, and choose the ones that break you down, girl. You promise to be that guy.
So
sleep you off your feet, make love in between the silk sheets.
Yeah,
cause you break hearts. Game. Take pride in the making niggas insane. Put your ears in your chest, baby, listen what your heart's saying. I can beat that kitty up all night, girl, if this what you want, cause that's as far as it goes.
Is it bad that I've never been in love? I've never been, but I sure know how to fuck. I'll spin that good wood, I'll prove it to you. I can't promise that
your nigga hit it from behind. You gotta wave a word, but you ain't heard. No need to speak.
No need to say a word. I ain't trying to hear about love. I'm just trying to fuck and show you how I do. Baby, peep my moves.
I'm a winner, I'm a winner in bed. Go to dinner in bed, baby.
Myself.
for the sex.
Is it bad that I've never been loved?
No.
I've never been, but I sure know how to fuck. I'll spin that good wood, I'll prove it to you. I can't promise that I'll be here with you, cause I've had
telepathy, meet me up at the spot. I'll be sending over the chauffeur. Rich nigga, bread stay popping up like a toaster. Nobody come close to me and you together. Step under my umbrella, we'll make it through any weather. Except when I make it storm. Sex in the greatest form, then hibernate under my body. And yep, I keep it warm, but in a chinchilla. You know I beat it up like the Thriller in Manila. Flying my private jet to villas in Anguilla. Just throw you on the grill, that's cause 7 days a week. You're my five-course
baby,
meal for real.
I'll be here.
What's up? Just wanted to let you know that Phone Fantasy Radio is back on four nights a week, and it's such a some hot tracks to play live on air and our live stream. If you got that fire in hip-hop, R&B, pop, reggae, or spoken word, then send them to us for consideration. Visit us at www.phonefantasyradio.com to learn more about our submission guidelines. And remember,
if it's hot, La Crush Hearts will play it.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Welcome back, folks. And yes, if it's hot, I will play it. Shout out to B. Morgan, Came a Friend, International Nova. They're friends via Facebook, and I really like that track. I really dig it. They did it. They did that that track justice, because Will is a very awesome artist, and you know, they some awesome people. So shout out to them. Good thing I got that track downloaded. That album, B. Morgan, y'all need to go look him up on that Piff and get his little mixtape. The songs on there, fire, R&B dude, real nice music. I got the album. I like it. I like it. I tell y'all this. All right, folks, so it's Monday, beginning of the new week. Literally, this is the last week of February. I'm so happy February is gone. Why? Because that means spring is just a couple of days closer. That's why I'm so happy February is gone. I'm telling y'all, I may go to hell for this, but I got to share this with y'all. Friday in New York City, it was foggy. When I say it was foggy, we couldn't even see down two blocks. That's how foggy it was, right? Excuse me, he don't even want me to tell y'all this, right? Then on Saturday and Sunday, we had some decent weather. The sun was shining. The skies was blue. It wasn't that cold. It was real nice and beautiful outside. So the conclusion I came with yesterday, God got high on Friday, and he was feeling good Saturday and Sunday. And then today, he like, bitch, don't get comfortable. Put your coat back on. He played with our emotions. That's the only thing I hate about the season. When y'all going into that transition, it's always that, you know, you just don't know what to do with yourself. Should I keep my coat on? Should I keep it off? Should I wear this one? Should I want? You end up getting sick because you're trying to keep up with the weather, and just it's either too much or it's not enough. So that's the only thing I hate about it. But my favorite season is about to come, which is spring, because what comes with spring? Showers, rain showers, you know, April showers, bring May flowers, you know, that whole thing. I love the rain, so I am totally soaked. Getting to this spring weather, it's not too hot, it's not too cold, it gets real nice, breezy outside. You can lay back with your feet up and just enjoy yourself, you know. Then you get into the hot ass summer, sweating and carrying on, and then you back to fall and winter. And I'm a fall baby. Technically, it feels like winter, but technically I'm a fall baby, November 9th. So, I don't like that season. I don't like those two seasons. Boo. So, I'm a spring type of gal. Catch me between March and May, and we good money. After that, I'm just miserable. Okay, anyway. Anyway, folks, so I had a show last week, Crushing After Dark. We talked about that good, you know, had a good conversation with my girls, Lady C, Russ. Shout out to Russ from London, UK. He called in via Skype, so shout out to Russ. And we just chopped up about that good and all that other good stuff. And we also announced our winner. I just wanted to say that once again. Shout out to William Monroe. I believe he's in Fort Heights, Illinois. And shout out to Marie M. Guzon, who's in Stockton, California. They are both winners of the Week of Love Valentine giveaway we had. No worries if you did not get a chance to enter, or you feel like you didn't get your chance. Don't worry, we will be doing this again every few months. You know, I throw something out there with some better prizes. But they got the official Phone Fantasy Radio mug. nice mug with our logo on it and things like that. I got some more stuff coming up for y'all. I'm going to decorate the mug, and I'll have some pictures up for y'all real quick. Visit our website, www.phonefantasyradio.com. Indie artists, if you are out there, spoken word, hip-hop, jazz, R&B, all that good stuff. We're not limited to those genres. I'm going to say genders. We are not limited to those genres. So, you know, if it's hot, like I said, I will play it. I'm an equal opportunity radio station. We also got the Indie Blast session at the top of the hour, a 15-minute interview where we spotlight an indie artist, his latest song, get to know him a little bit, and find out more information about him. So we got that coming up at 10 o'clock. And guess what? I'm going to shut up, and I'm going to go play some more music because that's exactly what we're supposed to do today. Today is Music Day. Yay! Anyway, 805-830-8320. Just press the button, number one, and you can get online. Shout out to the 630. I see you. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Mother on that beat, ho.
I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Middle finger up to my commendation. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Pull up to the scene, but my roof gone. When I leave the scene, bet your boot gone. And I beat the pussy like a new song. 2 Chainz, but I got me a few Everything hot, skip Luke Wong. Tell try to bust it open, off the Luke gone. Got a present for the present and a gift wrapping. I don't feel good, but my trigger happy. But the stripper happy, but they wish they had me. And I wish a nigga would like a kitchen cat. And me and you are cut from a different fabric. I fucked it so good, it's a bad habit. Damn. Bitch, sit down, you got a bad addict. Gave her the wrong number and a bad addict. Bro. You ain't going nowhere like a bad nabby. Ass so big, I told her, look back at it. Whoa. Look back at it. Whoa. Look back at it. Whoa. Then I put a fat rabbit on a crap medic. I am so high, addict. I am so high like a addict. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Middle finger up to my commendation. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. 2 Chainz, got your girl on the celly. And when I get off the celly, I made her meet at the telly. When she meet at the telly, I put it straight in her belly. When it go in her belly, it ain't shit you can tell me. Hair long, money long. Me and broke niggas, we don't get along. Hair long, money long. Me and broke niggas, we'll get along. I paid $1,000 for my sneakers. They told you $100K for a feature. Eat, sound on the bed. Beat it up, then I get some head. Well, I might get some head, then I beat it up. I don't give a fuck, switch it up, nigga, live it up. Yeah, it's going down, so get up. My valet park, a bridge truck.
Mother on that beat, ho.
I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different.
Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Middle finger up to my commendation.
I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different.
Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing.
I got Chambly.
With my shit,
with my shit, with my shit. system. Welcome to my zone. Cooking rock in the kitchen. John Blaze that dome. I got dome at home in the basement. We hear him for drugs just faking. But he cooking up something, yeah, he baking. Beat got heat, did he make it? Fuck drug metaphors. Yes, I did, or I killed that shit. Yes, I did, or I do, but ain't up to you. I don't care if you're a DJ or who boo you. I don't know you, and I don't give a fuck who you know, dude. Or which two raps in the studio. How you claim to be old school, yo. But you ain't gangster like Coolio.
Nah.
You can't rap like Gambino, though.
Nah.
You just do with a lot of opinions, and I don't really care, ho. Mix a fireball and bourbon.
Bourbon.
Shit so hard to make Keith urban. Fucks on the way we wholesale carbons. Clips the stars and strikes for Warsons. Fuck you like you charms, my firearms are Vietnam. Napalm and dope-ass bombs. Best believe I drop bombs, dude. Guess what I'm saying is, so bitch made, your bitch made, you look bitch made. Forget Nick Cage, I'm Lord of War and John Blaze.
You smoke in China, I blaze John. Your girl is rocking diamonds, cause I blaze John. Your homie bumping diamonds, cause I blaze John. Oh yeah, we blaze John. Okay, we blaze John. I got it, we blaze John. I got it, we blaze John. I got it, we blaze John. Oh yeah, we blaze John. Okay, we blaze John.
I blaze John, I blaze crumb. Make a shake, that Ricky, that bonbon. She thirsty for that road head. Your girlfriend ride shotgun. Her skirt off, swag on, that's half off. No coupon, okay. I spit bullets, fight song, okay. You'll catch him, call Pokemon. That drink rum, but works right. That song off to that thong song. She ring the bell, ding dong. She open up doorknobs. I keep it hot like Long John's. That Asian heat, that LeBron, I come through, her switch up. No power outage, she turn up. My G-Shock gon' shock G's. That spot hot, so I spot G's. G-Spots want Mike T, so G-Strings I set free. And that melody got Melanie all giggly in front of me. Epitome of a deity, a new god in the industry, yeah. It's a pity you won't ever be me, cause you won't ever know the feeling of being the best. Yes, from afar, I can feel the envy.
Damn.
John blazing all the rest right through my chest. You smoke in China, I blaze John. Your girl is rocking diamonds, cause I blaze John. Bumping diamonds, cause I blaze John. Oh yeah, we blaze John. Okay, we blaze John. I got it, we blaze John. I got it, we blaze John. I got it, we blaze John. Oh yeah, we blaze John. Okay, we blaze John.
Welcome back. Big shout out to Diamonds, Diemens, rap duo. Good grief, why can you say R&B? Hip-hop rap duo out of Canada, yes, with Intellashy Lone on Phone Fantasy Radio. They was on our show, Fantasy Limelight, a few weeks ago, so shout out to them. Very cool dudes, Mike and JC. Awesome talent. They've worked with some awesome folks, and we had a very good time. So I like that. You know, check out our archives at blogtalkradio.com/phonefanradio. And before that, I'm different. Yes, I'm different. 2 Chainz. That was my ringtone for a minute. I had to change it, but I think I'm going to change it back because I'm different. Yes, I'm different. I don't know. I like that ringtone now. It's just that boop, 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 that beginning part, the little bells. Yeah, I think that's what it is. It just sounds like a ringtone. All right, folks. So here's the deal. I am busy uploading music as I'm chatting with y'all. I'm ready for today. I don't have much that I'm doing, but I am doing some things. We are looking for supporters here on Full Fantasy Radio, sponsors, people to advertise. We got ad space, 30-second ad spaces. If you have a commercial, if you need a commercial, you want to promote your event, you want to promote your show, you want to promote your album, you want to promote your business, all that good stuff. Check us out at phonefantasyradio.com/advertise with us, or just go to phonefantasyradio.com and click on services underneath that awesome slideshow that I put together. and check out some of the services that we offer. One is the Indie Blast session. For $5, we will spotlight you with a 15-minute interview and the play of your hottest track. We also have ad space, like I said. I also do live mentions on air. I'll, you know, read your little 50-word script for $5. It's just little stuff. Support us because we do support you. Once again, that's phonefantasyradio.com. Hey, hit us up on Facebook as well. Facebook.com/WRPF Radio. And I'm on Twitter at phonefantradio. Yes, I'm everywhere, people. Just click on stuff when you get to the website. Just click. Click, 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 click. Don't be afraid to click. So, excuse me. So, like I said, I'm looking forward to next month, which is Saturday, March 1st. It's going to be hectic. I'm not going outside. I don't know how y'all roll, but I know I roll where I don't go outside in the beginning of the month, especially if it lands on a Saturday. Everybody got their check. Everybody going to be popping bottles, and they're going to be feeling nice, and they're going to start trouble. So I saved myself inside. I'm not about that life. I'm not about that life. I don't know how I'll react if I'm at a club and I hear shots. I might just drop, mess up my pretty outfit. I'm not even going to go there. I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to go there. Run into somebody I don't want to run into. Nope, I ain't going to do that. Everybody get popping. Shout out to Max. Go follow him on Twitter, Max the Cat Vibe. I got to update his Twitter page. He's been feeling some type of way lately. I don't know. He got a little girlfriend across the way, but she don't be coming to the window no more. We call her Wendy. They got to get their time set. They have to get their time set up together. But, yeah, it is what it is. Once again, you're tuning to Musically Inclined on Phone Fantasy Radio. I am your hostess, Ms. LaCrush Hart. 805-830-8320 is my number. blogtalkradio.com/phonefanradio is where I am at. And we just chilling, enjoying myself, having a good time, feeling myself right now. I'm going to go back to the music because that's what I do on Musically Inclined.
I didn't have diamonds in my chain. That Chevy horn sounded like a train.
We made a movie,
and I was so proud of my address. Rapping Reed's Rose seat down, photos on the Chevy.
Nappy hair, smoke, drink, tell Ashley what's up. Who knows? Wednesday, nigga, fill the truck up. We don't care.
And every song was hard.
Work hard, play hard, money over everything. Cowboy hat and a hubcap for the chain, we don't care.
Started from the bottom, now we're here.
Seems like yesterday we was drinking Crown Royal.
We ain't really give a fuck. Now they try to hate on us. And I just party on my bus. So let me see you get loose, girl.
Loose, girl.
I represent that 904. And every weekend you can catch me in the running. And everybody who know me knows that I rep the Wind Squad. And them niggas getting money. The minutes used to say, there go young cats sitting in that exclusive. They ain't call my phone telling me to come through, and I don't care. Name was blow up, and now we making millions. Got enough money to take care of my children. I don't care, cause we came from nothing, and most niggas ain't loyal. My dog came back for me. He got me off on FIC when I was still moving.
in Crown Royal.
Regular old band, they called the Lords, and the song is actually hot. I'm looking at the words, and, you know, T-Pain had to put his little nappy boy spin on it. I liked it, so I played it. That's how I roll. If I like it, I play it. If it's hot, the Crush Hearts will play it. That is my motto. Okay, folks, so I was going through the news, and did y'all hear what I heard? Robin Thicke is separating from Paula Patton, his wife. Really? Really, Robin? Get a little success. Now y'all know how to act. Now y'all need to go separate ways. Really? Like, this is when y'all supposed to stay stronger together. I mean, what kind of ratchetness? OMG. I don't know how I feel about that. Don't be all that noise. They're separating. The wife, Paula Patton, she was in a new film called, what was it, that film? What movie she was in? I just had it on Baggage Claim. And, you know, he got his little blur lines, and they've been, like, together for, what, since 2005? But they knew each other for a while, actually. They have a son that she just had, what, 4 years ago? You know, so I don't know how I feel about that. You get a little success. No, I knew you. You know what I mean? Like, we've been friends. Everything was good. Everything was cool, aesthetic. Everything was... And then, you know, you get on your feet. I mean, I've been seeing that lately, hearing that lately. You know, you get on their feet and, you know, you just don't know how to act. You get back on your up and up and things just don't click anymore. I'm not feeling you. I need to go find myself and I need to go soak my royal oats and all this other stuff. Whatever. That's why I don't believe in marriage, folks. Things like this, you put in time and effort and energy and, you know, you depend on this person and you really do believe till death do us part, and then 4 years, 5 years, 10 years down the line, 16 years down the line, I'm not in love with you no more. I want a divorce. I want, listen, I ain't got time to deal with that. I don't want to do that. I don't want us to put our finances together. I don't want us to do any of that. I don't want a piece of paper to say that you my man and I'm your wife and all this other. That's too much work. That is too much work. And then you stuck raising a kid and, you know, yeah, he's in this kid's life, but who's going to be the primary care parent there? 9 times out of 10, it's the mom, you know, unless she's really, you know, something else, you know, really happens. But 9 times out of 10, the kid stays with the mom while the dad can go live his life. And, you know, I'm not saying that she regrets it, but I'm just saying, you put yourself in that predicament. That's why I'm not having nobody baby. No. No, 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 no. Anyway, that's just my thought on it. Let me know what you think. 805-830-8320. Right now, I'm going to get back into the music. Be right back.
Ladies, it's your song, so as soon as it come out, you should get out on the floor, go and get the sexy out. If you know that you better than the new girl daddy out, go ahead and tell them now, you gon' miss me when I'm out.
Ayo, CC, let me show you how to do a singing bitch greasy. You was violinist, you're the one on Peachtree. I was with Dimitri, see you when you're loving hip-hop, men DC. Niggas is a bitch motto. If I say it on wax, every bitch follow. If I'm sippin' in the club, mix Moscato. I got a big fat ass, big dick follow. Hit him with the back shot, hit him with the ass shot. Took him to the bank, then I hit him with the cash shot. I do a big, I hit him with the caps lock. I'm gonna bull, I hit him with the mascot. No, I never been here, but I like the bank top. Big fat titties when they hangin' on my tank top. You gon' play me? On Instagram, niggas tryna shade me. But your bitch at home tryna play me. I'm Nicki and WBF baby. Man, fuck you and your lady. But you, cause you shady. Now which bitch won it? Cause that bitch did it. I gave him to you, bitch. Don't fucking
I just
did
went
it.
Through a breakup.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's okay, I got my cake up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do my hair, put on some makeup.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tryna see what tonight gon' take us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I post some pics up looking sexy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not if nigga won't text me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How much you won't bet me?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He gon' regret the day he left me.
Celebration
of breaking the fourth wall. Why can't you go ahead and call me a little more?
Now tell me, do my ladies want this? Not even Hammer can touch this. We standing up on all the couches. Tomorrow you gon' hear about this. This is what you hearing through your speakers. That's why we dance until our feet hurt. See, I found out he was my problem. Tonight I came out here to solve her.
Back in the season, you're sick.
Okay. Welcome back to the show. I got distracted because I am looking at a article on our famous website, TMZ.com, about Wade Robinson, who claimed he was molested by Michael Jackson for years, between the ages of 7 and 14. He has now filed a claim with the Michael Jackson estate asking for money as a result of allegedly being molested. What they found out is he's asking for the names of other identifying info of all boys who were under 18 when alleged sexual misconduct occurred, any settlement involving molestation that have not yet been made public, any evidence of seduction, even a failed attempt of molestation, such as giving children wine, a.k.a. Jesus juice. I don't even understand. I don't understand his angle here. He's like, the estate has responded by saying all the info Robinson wants is privileged. They also say his request premature because they believe Robinson waited way too late to file his claim. He's gone. The guy is dead. Like, how come you don't have closure in that? I don't get it. I'm just really trying to understand, like, what this guy, like, you got your career now, I'm not saying it happened, I'm not saying that it doesn't happen, but I'm just saying, like, there got to be something, some angle here, like, excuse me. If this was something bothering you, why did you wait so long? You're like 30-something years old now. 15 years later. And if it's really that serious, I don't get it. Why bring this up now after the guy is gone? We can't suffer no more. He's already gone. So I just understand. Why would he bring this up now? I mean, crazy, just crazy. I'm reading some of the comments here, and, one person, Sam, says, I'm telling you one thing, Wade Robinson will never work in the industry again after this son. No one will go near him. It's disgusting and pathetic what some people will do for money. Exactly. Really? You bring it up? It's kind of late. The man been gone for how many years now? Now you want to file a claim? And then on top of that, it's not even like you asking for money or you got proof. You asking for other people info. What does the other boys got to do with you? You and them, they two different things. Like, why would I give you that information? What can you do with it? What, is it going to bring you closure? Like, I don't get it. What's the point? What's the purpose? Anyway, I need to leave Michael alone. Let him RIP. Y'all need to go to therapy and handle y'all business and stop trying to live off this man's name. Let him, he done did so much. Y'all still going at him. Good grief. Anyway, folks, just a few minutes. Hopefully we'll have our indie artist, Roll Jizz, come up and do a little 15-minute interview. We get to know him a little bit and all that good stuff, because that's what we do here on Phone Fantasy Radio's Musically Inclined. I'm LaCrush Hart, and I'm going to go ahead and get to more music, because that's what I like to do. I like to play music. Who doesn't like music? I like music. Music is awesome. Be right back.
Me at the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me
in your face, all over the place.
We're online 24/7.
24/7.
You're listening to the hottest internet station.
Phone Fantasy Radio, playing the best music from yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Often imitated, never duplicated.
Task force, strange face, you remember?
Nice. You be killing them. Had to let you know. You be killing them. You be killing them, girl. You be killing them. All the ladies, they be killing them. Like to congratulate you. You what's up, girl? Ain't gotta ask it. I dead them all now. Hop out of caskets. They should arrest you or whoever trusts you. Ain't gon' stress you, but I'ma let you know, girl. You be killing them. You be killing them, girl. You be killing them. You be killing them, girl. You be killing them. You be killing them, girl. You be killing them.
You ain't gotta worry about her. Shorty straight. Been chasing her for 2 days. First 48. Her bad bitch calls. Worth every cent. She look like the best money that I ever spent. Just watching my cutie pie get beautified. Make me want better jewels, a newer ride, Louis Vuitton shoes. She got too much pride. Her feet are killing her. I call it suicide. Looking good has the sacrifices. Chilly weather brings four-figure jacket prices. Her body nice. FaceTime, give you that iPhone 4. FaceTime, shorty in the streets, still handle the home. Enough class for wine, still handle Patron. When the mother hoes call, I handle the phone, and she handle the tone.
You what's up, girl? Ain't gotta ask it. I dead them all now. Hop out of caskets. They should arrest you or whoever dress you. Ain't gon' stress you, but I'ma let you know, girl. You be killing them. You be killing them, girl. You be killing them. You be killing them, girl. You be killing them. You be killing them, girl. You be killing them.
Yeah, I know that's what they all say. She got a donkey with a warm ball then. Keep it clean cut like ball heads. Been playing with that green long as ball pen. Say you got a ball harder than the ball pen. Don't you wanna know, and they're balling man. Can't fault her, the last nigga fault her. But he ain't beat it up, I assault her. Should've seen her come to me when I called her. Slow strut like she walking to the altar. Handbag on her arm costs $4 bills. And she ain't got a bag brought or steel. Often imitated, never duplicated. They say she a dime, I say she underrated. I just met her, so the next solution. Then my old chick, execution.
You what's up, girl? Ain't gotta ask it. I dead them all now. Hop out of caskets. They should arrest you or whoever dress you. Ain't gon' stress you, but I'ma let you know, girl. You be killing them. You be killing them, girl. You be killing them. You be killing them, girl. You be killing them. You be killing them, girl. You be killing them. You be killing them.
Had to let you know.
You be killing them. You be killing them, girl, you be killing them.
All the ladies,
all the ladies
chilling them. Like to congratulate you.
Congratulations. You be killing them, girl, you be killing them.
And you just came from the gym clothes. Can a fitted cap and some Timbos. Can a pair of flats, well swim toes. Camera in the mirror, BB limpos. Still killing them hoes. You still killing them hoes. Still killing them hoes.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Musically inclined, it's a top of the hour in like 30 seconds. And we are definitely getting things popping here on Musically Inclined. I'm your host, it's Miss LaCrush Hart. And I am ready, I'm just so getting ready right now, to bring on my first official Indie Blast artist spotlight, if you will, hip-hop artist Rojiz. He's going to give us a little insight on who he is, what he do, how he do it, and we're going to check out his music and all that good stuff. So stay tuned. We're getting set up right now, and we're going to bring him to the forefront because that's exactly what we do here on Phone Fantasy Radio. 805-830-8320. That's my number. You can call me up if you like to. Everything is open. Everything is on a up and up. So without further ado, because I don't want to waste any more time, it's the top of the hour. Let's go ahead and get into our featured spotlight. Oh, wait, hold on. Oh, I have a problem there. Here we go.
The Indy Blast Off. 3, 2, 1.
We're trying to empower the people that that wouldn't naturally be empowered. We're trying to do it in an unorthodox way.
First of all, you have to make sure that this thing is for you, and it's who you are, and you're built for this, you know, and then you have to give it the passion that's necessary.
This is the one thing that, this is the one thing that I feel like I have that, you know, I can do well.
How are you, sir?
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing well, Mr. Rogers.
Oh man, I'm doing exceptional right now. I'm on cloud nine, you know.
Are you smoking weed? No, I'm just playing. I'm just being silly. Okay, you on cloud nine. Okay, you on cloud nine, sounding good, sounding good. Did something good happen before you called the show?
Man, it's just a lot of beautiful things happening for my career. I got a lot of I give it all up to my team. Regina, Joyce, Daniels are doing great work with me out here in Chicago. I got a lot of beautiful people that's definitely, you know, pulling for the music and helping me create opportunities. So, you know, I'll be in L.A. in a few weeks, so we'll see what's going to happen.
That's wonderful. Congratulations to you. And you are doing big things. Checked out the single.
Thank
definitely
you.
Like it. Tell us about you, first of all, before I get any further. Tell us about Rogers. Who is Rogers?
Rogers is just a person who has experienced different things in his life, but at the same time, I'm very humble by nature. You know, one thing about me when I was growing up, I used to play basketball, and I was always the point guard. So I felt like I, you know, took that mentality with me throughout life. And I've always been a team player, but I've always tried to put people in position. Sometimes, you know, it's best to pass to LeBron and let LeBron do things, you know what I'm saying? But then LeBron might leave Cleveland. So then what you gonna do? You know, and I look at it like, you know, at this point in my career, I've worked with a lot of some of the greatest artists from Chicago that have really done some things. Mm-hmm. And I've learned from them, and I've also helped create some great artists as well, as far as my marketing and my branding. And right now, I got to be Allen Iverson. I got to go for 30 and establish who Rogers is, and let people know that that ain't nothing to be played with either. You know what I mean? That's kind of like the mind behind everything, because that's where I started. You know, with poetry and just, you know, putting my heart into the music, not being afraid to be vulnerable, but at the same time letting people know that I have that other side of me that is crazy and can be confused, et cetera. You know, I'm just a normal person. I'm only human. So that's pretty much who Rogers is. He's somebody that goes through different life experiences, some good, some bad, and he lets you hear it on record.
Well, that is definitely something to be proud of and admire about. Awesome. Thanks for once again.
I would say that I would say it's easy to be fun on records.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I would say it's easy to make records that people enjoy on a certain level of fun or entertainment, et cetera, and you know, playing and you know, all the fun things, all those things that have perils at the end of them, or
mm-hmm.
some of them have perils at the end of them. I would say the harder records to create, just because that fan base loves the bragging and the boasting.
Right.
Is those more vulnerable records.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the records where I'm like, ooh, do I really want to press in on this email and let people,
right.
you know, hear some of the deeper inner thoughts of someone who also, you know, is God-fearing and just evaluative of even the mistakes he's made, you know. And,
right.
You know, it's almost like prayers to God, letting them know that I understand I make mistakes. I just want to be a better person.
Well, that definitely sounds good. And like I said, it's very admirable. Okay, so, Jizz, how long have you been in the game? Like, I'm looking at your bio. I've seen your YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And you've done exceptional work over the years. But how long have you been doing this hip-hop thing?
I would say I've been doing it as far as really being in the game about 10 years. I've taken, you know, leaves of absence, but I would say 10 years total. And I would say what I've really been doing with it is when I got my first deal, I was in college. So I was immediately, you know, thrust into a major label situation in California with DreamWorks. But I was, you know, under bad management, and you know, a lot of things happened and transpired in that circumstance and situation that created some of the music, honestly, you know,
mm-hmm.
from having my girlfriend sleep with my manager and,
oh.
you know, it was some reality TV shit going on.
Wow.
So, you know, and I'm not going to go deep into that, but I would
say
10 years, and I would say I was in Cali, and then I moved to Miami. I started building in Miami, and I was working with other artists out there, helping build brands, doing sponsored mixtapes. And, you know, one of the first actual mixtapes I did in Miami, Ross did an intro for one of the artists that I did on there. And, you know, it's been awesome ever since. You know, I believe in independence and building your brand and knowing how to put together a team. And not necessarily looking for a label to necessarily save the day with what you can do yourself, you know.
Right.
But there are also circumstances that you, you know, learn, you know, just dealing with the actual business side of music. So you just got to be good at everything. But, you know, me personally, about 10 years of actually recording and making music and putting it out for public consumption.
Sounds good. So what is your favorite thing about music, about making music, about putting an album out there? Is it the fan base? Is it personal base? What's your favorite aspect of the whole music thing for you?
I would say my favorite aspect is touching people, like having songs that people can relate to that might make them feel better. I know one of my favorite artists was Tupac growing up. I also love Big and his storytelling. As I was, you know, high school and a little bit further on, I love T.I. Different artists relate to me with their life and their personal stories different ways. So I would say that's been a big even Common, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I can't not say Common. I mean, I'm from Chicago, and a lot of our stuff is spoken words. So a lot of our artists grow up knowing how to put poetry together, and then we have to kind of turn it into more of a hip-hop thing where it's cadence and stuff on the beat. But that's the type of music that's really everything's story-driven, you know. And
right.
I have my own story that's just completely incredible. So, you know, I got 10 albums that I ain't recorded yet, you know.
Wow, that's a lot. That is a lot. Listen, I, you know, I attempted to write. I don't rap. I'm write poetry very little.
You got a beautiful voice. I'm sure anything you do. No, but I attempted
because I just wanted to know what the process was, and I sat home and I was putting together. I got a beat, and I tried to put together this round. I'm like, I don't know how they do it because my head hurt.
My head was hurting.
It was pounding after that. So I'm like, you know, definitely a gift that is given and not to it because I could not do that. But anyway.
Well, you know what?
You
I will say this, just on a side note. The homie J. Cole, he said every morning he wakes up and he just writes three pages of just free verse, whatever comes to his mind. And then he kind of looks through it. So, you know, that might be a understanding because I've tried that. It was amazing as far as the type of information that I just displayed, just not caring about writing anything. Just let me get a couple pages done of just free thoughts that I woke up fresh in the morning with. And now let me go through it and create, you know, actual idea behind it. So, you know, there are different ways, but like I say, you have a beautiful voice. I'm sure you'd be good at anything you do.
Oh, well, thank you, but no. So tell us about Young. Tell us about your single, Young Moguls.
Oh, awesome. It's a movement. I got my guy Big Huff, you know what I'm saying? He's a very, very popular individual in the Chicago area. He's legendary. Kind of wanted to mix, like, some of the new school with the old school.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it came, well, obviously it came together well. St. Millie, good friend of mine, you know, he's making his moves and happening, you know, everything in Chicago. Like I say, as a point guard, I feel like I need to find the right beat and I need to know the right people to really get on that track. And Vinny, you know, shout out to Cartier, shout out to Cheers Club, Kid Art, everybody. They were very supportive. They heard it. They had to get on it. So, you know, what ended up happening is a movement. I got actually Young Mogul clothing line coming out. So y'all can check me out on that too. Twitter.com, RoJizz. You'll see the new clothes. You know, we got Richie Rich on them. And we just creating everything, making it a movement. That's what it's about.
Is that Richie Rich the cartoon?
Yeah. Let them know. We got Richie Rich
really?
The cartoon.
Really?
On the clothing.
I like Richie Rich.
Yes.
I'm a fan of Richie Rich. I like Richie Rich.
Yeah. We got the black Richie Rich. We can darken him up. We can put some pants on him. He looked like a player. He got money in his hand, and he's ready to get money, and he's ready to move around.
I know that's
so.
Right. Pimping all over the world. Okay, well, let's go ahead and get to this. RoJizz, Young Moguls, if you just tuned in, we have RoJizz out of Chicago in our Indie Blast session spotlight right now.
Let me give one more shout-out to On the Grind Management because they heard the song and they already put together a mini tour, so that will be coming to the people soon. Cheers
nice.
Club, Treated Crew, Mike G from Our Future, RoJizz. Quite possibly. I mean, I'm moving around, too, so I got to kind of see what my schedule looks like. But at the same time, you know, I'm blessed in the fact that I created a song that made people want to put these same people in the same building in a lot of different places. So, you know, beautiful things. Check out Young Moguls.
Young Moguls. Be right back.
This money talk, Young Moguls, nigga. Can't fluff me, nigga off the chain, awfully, awesomely. Your main hoe go, wanna talk to me, wanna walk with me, she stalking me. Talking free, mind pain, bitch I see you was born a maid. I was born a slave, I became a pimp, walk with a limp, never love a simp. Always love bun, always love pimp, UGK, that's life, nigga. Double cup mix with a Sprite, nigga. Sunlight just had to fight, niggas. Push your road tight, bitch to do white with a bitch I never like, but they both go die, cause sight to see. Roll one beat, no hyping me, just typing me. Never really care who typing me. Long as the real took a liking to it, I'm riding to it, riding to it. Young OG, no frightening to it. Rain night club, I bring lightning to it. We a hyping unit, you Skype it to it, get tight to it. Hands in the air, you reciting, do it, you reciting, do it. We do it, do it,
do it.
Do it, do it. We do it, do it.
Do it,
do it. Do it like a real G supposed to. Type of niggas y'all not close to. Type of niggas
you, man. I'm hustle
going global. Gangsta like I'm JoJo. Money making dojo. I'm like Bruce Lee, you like Bolo. Money dance like a go-go. Molded a young mogo. Shout out to my logo. I get six-figure proposal. Got the feds in the lobby. Paparazzi taking pictures up a class. Illuminati's like the party with that nigga. How you figure that my figures couldn't fucking get like Jigga? Uncle Phillips, what the fuck is you talking about? Willis and this flow exercise. It's on the whole exercise. This overdose of acolyte. Got my level on the hustle acolyte. This money hungry with the young moguls. Look at how we view it in the booth with my Nikes on. This is how we do it. Yeah.
We do it, do it.
New balance in a four door, three hoes need four more. What you think a nigga stunt for? Stunt double two times, just stunt more. Fly nigga in them concourse. West side jiggy nigga when I'm on tour. She can't fuck, bring a friend cause I want more. Hustle hard, gotta eat like I want more. I ain't tripping if you want war. Rom rom bang bang when we gone boy. All we want is a dope boy. Ice cubes like I'm dope boy. All these hoes like you go boy. Do my dance like Cam up at old boy. Getting here while your boy smoking O's boy. But the fame I like hoes in the clothes boy. Getting high cause I got a lot of lungs boy. Young nigga too dope boy.
We done, done.
When it comes to the swag, everybody know me. When it comes to the cash, young nigga OD. When it comes to the chain, that wear a whole key, young nigga BC. When it comes to the city, I rep that hard. Started off small, but I end up large. Swag on stupid, but I'm so smart. And I smoke OG, true. Can't fuck with an uptown guard. Niggas bite my style, I switch up, catch up to me. That's so hard, ball, ball. Chico, I want it all. You don't, then don't get involved. The world and everything in it, I want long. Do it like a real nigga post to. Armani suits, I probably do. My niggas I'm with, they down to shoot. Got a four-door Benz and I ride a coupe. I'm an artist and I'm a businessman. Make art and I get the cash. Nigga, I'm an artist and I'm a businessman. Chips club, nigga, that's the gang. Straight it up.
We do it, do it. Do it, do it. Do it, do it. We do it, do it. Do it, do it. Do it like a real G supposed to. Type of niggas y'all not close to. Type of niggas you should let mold you. Young moguls, I told you, man. We do it, do it. Do it, do it. We do it, do it. Do it, do it. Do it like a real G supposed to. Type of niggas y'all not close to. Type of niggas you should let mold you. Young moguls, I told you, man.
Welcome back to Musically Inclined. The Indie Blast Session is in full effect, and that right there was Mr. Roge's hottest single, Young Moguls, and I definitely feeling that, Roge's.
Oh, man, wait till Kid R shoot the video. We got it in plan, so
okay.
we gonna take off. We might debut that bitch on Revolt with Diddy.
I'm going to keep a lookout for you. Tell people how they can check out more of your music and, you know, find you on the internet and things.
Oh, awesome. www.rogiz.com. That's R-O-G-I-Z-Z, rogiz.com. Everything is the same. For the Twitter.com, R-O-G-I-Z-Z. The Facebook, R-O-G-I-Z-Z. Even the Instagram, R-O-G-I-Z-Z. So it's really simple. As long as you know R-O-G-I-Z-Z, once you put that slash bar in there, throw that in. And you can also go straight to the website and see the videos, see the music, you know, see some of the past projects I've done that, you know, because with me right now, everything has a theme. And, you know, I'm trying to stay in the, you know, making creative music, but also creating, you know, small movies, short plays, as far as the music really transcending to a nice story that people can relate to, and that, you know, hopefully people will understand and vibe to.
Well, you know, the best of luck to you. Like I said, you're doing some awesome work out there. Thank you so much for being in our spotlight tonight, and hopefully you'll come back once that video drop, or, you know, keep us posted on that tour. Definitely looking forward. I'm going to go and follow you on Twitter, and I'm going to go follow you on Facebook.
You know, we're
going to
be in the same city popping bottles and tipping strippers.
I'm in New York City, so you let me know
when
you come to New York.
Too.
All right.
When I come to NY, I'm there. I'm you the first person I'm going to go see.
All right. Oh, I'm in Brooklyn all day, every day, son. I just went.
Oh, man, my girl in Brooklyn. I'll be right over there with her. You going to come through. She going to barbecue. We going to set it out. You know what I mean?
I know that's right.
Right around the block from the Barclays. You know, we good,
oh,
baby.
Oh, you down the block and around the corner from me. Okay, I feel you.
Man, I need to put you with her now. She's see how it works?
Yeah, we over here. I'm over here. You know, I'm down the block from the... Oh, yeah, I'm in the hood, yeah.
As you
all
should.
Right,
nah, that's where it is, though. That's the
out?
Love.
Mm-hmm.
And final shout-outs. Man, shout-out to everybody that's been blending with me, been loving the music. Shout-out to all my musical comrades, SC, MC Tree. Actually, he was just out there doing a show with Bodega Bams. I'm sure that shit was awesome. He working with Shot Money right now. That everybody moving. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, shout out to the Cheers Club, Cartier, Vin, Kid. Shout out to St. Millie, Big Huff. Shout out to everybody, man. Everybody that's about the movement and that's working with Ro Jizz, and we making classic music. So, you know,
yes,
that's all we're trying to build on.
Mhm. I definitely want to come back, and I want you to tell us more about this interview with the Schizo. I'm not going to get into it now, but I'm going to invite you back so you can tell me more about this mini series you have, Interview with the Schizo, and you know, we can find out more about what you do, because you do a lot of stuff.
You're
a very creative mind. Always
on
the go.
It's the internet age, right?
yeah, you're a very creative mind, so I definitely want to get... probe deeper into it. How about that?
awesome.
Thank you so much for being on Indie Blast Session, and we appreciate your support because we do support you. So let me end this properly.
Yeah, and thank you. Thank you for having me.
Not a problem, Rojas. Not a problem. For those that just tuned in, we just had Rojas, hip-hop indie artist out of Chicago, share his talents with us and his story with us. Really do appreciate that support and so forth. If you are an indie artist and want to be in our indie spotlight, you can do so by going to our website, www.phonefantasyradio.com. Click on the little service button at the end, at the bottom there under the... under the slideshow to find out more information how you can be in our spotlight on an Indie Blast. Tomorrow, we are back on air, 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, for the Honey Suite with La Crush Hearts. And that's when I just get real talkative. And we're just going to get into a nice topic, a subject. I haven't done that yet, but I'm going to. Right now I see my peoples over there in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. She finally decided to show up. What's up, little sugar in the 225?
Hey, nothing much. Just been busy.
You just been busy?
Been busy.
Mm-hmm. How was your weekend, Mama?
It was good. Could have been better, but it was good. Aww. You know, had a few things that, you know, just got to deal with, but it's okay.
Oh, okay. Well,
my granddaughter and the bullying situation, it evaluated, it even deeper, so, you know.
Escalated. Oh.
Yeah, it's really serious. People think that's a game. It's serious to them little kids.
Right.
You know, that's a serious thing, so, yeah.
Right. Aww. Ooh, that sounds like a show idea. I need to do an idea about bullying. It seems to be a movement, too, online, especially with the cyberbullying and things like that. So, you know, that sounds like a good show idea topic just to hit on and things of that nature. For those that are not familiar, Fantasy Limelight, I have a sex therapist coming on air.
I don't know.
Yeah, I got Dr. Maureen Willihan. She'll be coming in Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, to give us some tips and advice and some questions, well, answer some questions. So if you have a question about sex, you know, that you always wanted to ask a sex therapist, I mean, she got a degree in it. I mean, she, you know, she got to know something, you know, send us an email, phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. That is just going to be an interesting, interesting conversation right there. I'm trying to think of something. I don't want to get raunchy with her, folks, so don't give me nothing raunchy what happens if you put your nose in somebody's asshole. Don't do that. Don't give me nothing raunchy. Don't give me nothing raunchy. I'm trying to be classy with her, you know. We can't show her, you know, all up under her skirt. We're just going to give her a little bit. We're going to show her our fluffy panties. Once again, hit the email, phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. And then Thursday, we'll be back at 9 o'clock for Crushing After Dark with La Crush Heart. So, Lady C.
Yes.
I am feeling some type of way. We just had our first Indie Blast session. I'm feeling confident that this will be a good thing. But I'm not sure, what should I do after the show? I mean, after the interview, do I just end the show then? Like, do I just end off on a good note like that? Or do I just go ahead and continue playing music? I don't know. I'm still working out the kinks.
I mean, if it was good, they didn't have no closeout music. I mean,
well, we played a little single. That would be a little single, you know, to get to play a little single. What, I should update it to two singles?
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll figure it out. We're working on it. We're working on it. This is a trial and error. We're working on it.
But it was good. That's all you can do.
That's all we can do. Oh, my goodness. I am so ready for March to be here so this snow can go away. They're talking about it's going to snow again this week. Oh, my goodness. I'm not about this New York winter life anymore. I got so used to it being 75 degrees in February. I don't know how to act. As soon as the snow melts away, here come another dose. I don't know. I feel some type of way. Oh. Anyway,
yes, ladies, be glad for the cold to be gone. It's ready for summer. Spring, summer, one of them. It's something warmer.
Spring. We had that discussion earlier. We like spring because spring it rings and it's not too cold and it's not too hot in the spring. So we like spring.
I'm just tired of the cold.
Right.
I feel the cold.
Yeah, and my feet need to be done. I can't go get my feet done because I got with my flip-flops. So we need to hurry up and get rid of this cold so we can go get pretty. Can I go get our feet done, our nails done, our hair did? You know we fancy out here. You know how we do, folks. Y'all know how it is. Don't even act like I'm the only person that be out there doing it all. Nope. We just got to go get it done. And I got my little credit for Lay Bryant.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, now that I think about it, I got to pay that bill. I was approved for my little credit, Lay Bryant. I got to go put money on my bill this weekend.
All right.
Go get me a nice little outfit. I might even do a new photo set. I haven't taken pictures in a long time. So I think this year is my goal to do a new photo session. I think people get tired of that purple dress picture. So I need to go do a new photo set. That's what I think I'm going to do. I just haven't decided on what to wear yet. I got a dress, a long dress this time, a long, colorful dress, and I was going to go get me a nice curly weave, but, you know, I don't know if I want to do that. You know, now that I got me, you know, maybe I'll go another route. I don't know. Do an outside scene. Go take pictures outside somewhere. Ow, go crush. Y'all definitely be the first to know. Anyway, folks, you're tuned into Phone Fantasy Radio, Musically Inclined. With La Crush Heart and representing Baton Rouge, Louisiana. You got Lady C in the building. Once again, we'll be on air tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. I'm going to go ahead and end the show early because I'm hungry. Yes, my stomach trumps the show. Yes, my stomach trumps the show. So I'm about to go do that. Shout out to everybody. Lady C, thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate you. Appreciate your support. And hopefully we'll get a chance to chop it up tomorrow.
Okay. Don't see anything. I plan to definitely be here tomorrow on time.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Music submissions, everything. Check out the website, www.fullfantasyradio.com. Have a good night.
A special announcement from La Crush Hearts.
Hey, are you an independent artist looking for online radio promotion? Well, the new season of the Monday Night Jukebox Musically Inclined on Phone Fantasy Radio has started. And for only $5, we will spotlight you and your band on our segment called the Indie Blast. Receive a 15-minute interview with play of your hottest single. You will also get promotion on our social media profiles about your upcoming feature on our show. For an additional $20, we will create a featured profile of you and your band on our radio website. So place your order today. Visit us online at www.fullfantasyradio.com.
Radio, surely not your average talk show. La Crush Heart is a holy fest, super fluffy, flirty mess. From entertainment to enlightenment, this show you don't want to miss. Honey, freak of fantasy, limelight, musically and constant crushing out the dog. PhoneFantasyRadio.com 805-830-8320 Monday through Thursday, 9 to 11 Eastern.